Counselor Accents Podcast. Two school counselors who love their jobs. Oh, and they happen to have Southern accents too. Bless their hearts.
I'm Laura Rankhorn.
And I'm Kim Crumbly. And together we are Counselor Accents. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
Your gift is en route.
Okay.
For our anniversary.
How much did you spend?
Let's just say it was quite a bit. I don't want to embarrass you, or I think it's rude to say exactly how much, but I just want to say it's in the 3-digit
okay
range, and I'm going to leave it there.
That is significantly less than how much I spent on you, but it'll do.
I don't doubt that. And that's typical. And let me just say, how long has it been? What is that? What anniversary is this?
This is the 1-year anniversary of the Counselor Accents Podcast.
And it feels like I've been with you for 30 years. So, well,
yes, you have.
Mate, you drag it out and make it so, and I don't know if that's
it's like a dog year. It's like 1-year Counselor Accents Podcast, 7 years dog years.
That's exactly how I feel. You take that as you will, as a compliment, or however you want to take that. But it really feels a lot longer. So we're going to do something special today, and we have not discussed this at all, and we don't discuss this, which is so funny. I mean, we always, after we have a guest on or after we've done a podcast, we always say, that was incredible, that was wonderful, that was so exciting, we love that. But we really never have talked about the impact, and so we wanted to do this live. I mean, we're doing it as we've not talked about it. So this will be the first time we've really talked about some moments that were life-changing or, you know, significant, I want to say. Not like a birth of a child, but significant.
And let me apologize because I don't have my beautiful light that I usually have. We don't have our microphones. So I'm really sorry. It's like for the 1-year anniversary, you'd think that we could up our game and get some equipment, like remember our equipment and have it when we need it. But 1 year has taught us nothing. And here we are. But if you've been listening, you would expect nothing more from us. So thank you.
Yes, just limping along here.
So like you said, we have put together a list separate from each other of some of our favorites. And let me just say, how are we supposed to narrow down our favorite moments from the past 365 days into 5 little bullet points?
That's I don't know. You know, we decided that you would think about 5 and I would think about 5, and it could change if you ask me tomorrow, but today, and it just what came to my mind, I jotted those down. And
I know that when I hear yours, it's going to trigger mine. And
there we go. Yes, yes, yes.
I want you to start. Well, let me say this. I'm not saying anything. I want you to start. These are in no particular order, or are yours in a particular order?
They're in no particular order. They are in no particular order. So, I will start then, and I'm going to throw out, it was episode, I think, 9, and it was called School Closed, Now What? And I don't have the title for all of them, but that one to me was significant because I can still remember the day, I can still remember the day that I set up in my dining room there at the table. And we had no idea that that would be the last time. The time before that was the last time that we podcast together, that going forward, it would all be on Zoom. And so I think that was a game changer for us, because I think we realized that that we as school counselors and educators were going to be going through the end of something and the beginning of something else. And I just remember the profoundness of that day of, we were sent home, as was most of the nation, in March, school closed immediately because we didn't know what we were going to be facing or what was going to be coming. And we really didn't. I mean, we had no idea if we could go back in time and think about all that has changed within ourselves, within our families, and within our school, you know, but by God's grace, we have gotten through to this point. And so that was just an aha moment for me. That was one of mine.
Point number one, and you are pulling out some emotions for me.
I like to say, oh, Matt Fleck, who is one of our guests, since we are, I'm on Fleck. Is it Fleck or Fleek? What are the kids saying?
Well,
you're on Fleck. And my kids have begged me not to say anything. Like, they don't say that anymore.
In honor of Matt Fleck, and because you create words, and if you follow our Instagram stories, then you saw on National Thesaurus Day just how many words Kim has made. we're going to say on Fleck from here on out. So,
on Fleck.
But you are really, when you said that, it took me down an emotional path because as you mentioned, like I remember setting up my temporary little spot in here. We came home for what was supposed to be a long weekend, really. Like we thought it was
going to be. Yeah.
And it was much longer than a weekend. Longest weekend ever.
Yeah, longest weekend ever. And for a lot of school counselors, who they've not gone back yet, you know, and we have been fortunate enough to go back, but you know, it was probably even looking back now more profound than we thought it was going to be at that time. We knew this was a game changer, but we really had no idea.
Yeah.
So learned a lot of lessons. We've learned a lot of lessons. I think as educators, I think we've learned a lot of lessons as human beings, and that was a game changer, I think, for us. And we did everything together, you know, the podcast together, and that started separate. And I guess we all see that, you know, we can be apart but still be together.
Right. And I hope I'm not taking any of your other five away from you when I say this, but I remember sitting at that table. Are sitting down here doing our podcast, our first one apart from each other. And that led us down bringing people in, like Meredith. I remember bringing our friend Meredith in to talk about online tools and Matt Berry and using like
Lauren Stewart. Yeah, all of these, that is one of my points, is just people that we have met. But we're doing it now. I mean, we're doing it now. We're talking about not necessarily, just friends and people that we have. And yeah, we can talk about a little bit about these friendships that we've made and these wonderful, wonderful people who are doing wonderful things in education.
I could not give I couldn't list every person that we've talked to as their own bullet point, because if we started doing that, it would just be like we would spend 50, it'd be 50 episodes. I mean, 50, yes. Whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. But so I lumped them together, just the people that we have met through this. And I'm talking about the guests that we've brought on. I remembered Matt Eldridge and how we had met him at a conference, and getting to talk to him on our podcast was such a huge moment. And then this one you had to miss out on, and I apologize for that. But Ruby Payne was huge for us to have her and just talk to her and just hear some of her perspectives on poverty and emotional poverty. Then I remembered Joseph Roberts and how he shared his story of like how he was raised and some of the trials that he encountered. And plus, I mean, how touching was that, that he listened and he knew that I had a dolphin call? Anybody who knows and recognizes my talent has a special place in my heart.
Again, that one you missed Tennessee.
Right.
For talent when you do the dolphin call. And you're landlocked there in Tennessee. How did you even hear? How did you even know how this dolphin call was supposed to go?
And I was not Miss Tennessee. I don't want Miss Tennessee to be listening and be like, she was not Miss Tennessee.
Get her hair.
Yeah. And then I thought about Michael McKnight and how he talked to us about trauma and ACEs scores, and just those were some heavy hitting episodes that were good for all educators to listen to. And I hate even name dropping here because there are so many guests that we've had on that have been wonderful. How could I not mention Reagan? Reagan, a fellow school counselor who shared so courageously her personal story of how she, some of the things that she encountered. And these are all episodes that if you haven't had the chance to listen to, go back and listen, because they're timeless and they affect our students now. So
yes, our pearl-wearing sister who walked who walked us through the we had so many folks who helped us with technology and helped our fellow educators to get going with technology.
And I was mentioning that just a second ago, that you had been wanting to do interviews with people, and it had just been you and me for several months, I guess. Well, for a couple of weeks, and you had wanted to interview people, and this kind of put us in a position where we were able to talk to
other
people. Yeah. Because Zoom was kind of a new concept. I remember us talking to Abby Cantello back when we first started doing this. And we didn't know how to work Zoom. Do you remember that?
I remember that. It was like, what is this, a Zoom? But she knew.
She knew. And we didn't sound dumb. So we were like, yeah, we'll Zoom you. Yeah.
Zoom? Yeah. And then, now we're sick of it. We're so Zoomed. But no, we're fortunate to have it. But yeah, I remember not us talking to her before the pandemic and like, what is this?
There's actually a video, if I still have it on my computer, of us. I didn't know we were recording, but we were like, okay, what do you press now? And how do you record? Where does it go?
What is this? And it's so funny when I'm Zooming with somebody and they don't know, I'm like, what is their, secretly I'm thinking, what is wrong with this person? But we were there.
We were there.
So was that yours?
Yeah.
Just a list of all the people.
That was mine.
So moving along then, I will mention that one of mine, so this is my number two, was you mentioned McKnight, who we had on, and he talked about the ASIC scores, right?
Okay. Are you saying ACEs or ASICs? Because one is a brand of shoes.
Talking about the shoe, were we not talking about shoes the whole time he was on?
You need to go back and listen, because it's going to take on a whole new meaning now that you know it's not.
I had went out and bought me 50 pairs of shoes, and it was, that's not what he's talking about. But I think a huge aha moment for me was, and I don't know why, how when you listen to podcasts, it's to help you grow where you are and your belief systems and why you believe what you believe and why, So when he talked about it, and I was just really questioning him, because we were really concerned about all the students that we don't know what's going on. Yeah. And I was trying to make that so heavy. And we had talked to our supervisor and our county folks about we've got to come up with a system. And I do believe it's important to have minute meetings. I do believe it's important to have needs assessments and all of this, all these things. But he just kind of broke it down easily for me. And just what's traumatic to one person may seem small to another person, but it's like whatever. And I'm saying this as a Kimism, whatever ditch you're in is the deepest. And it's hard to say how one student might react horribly to something that another student has horrific things going on, and that student's trucking right along.
Yeah.
And so, he just said I said, well, how do we know? And he said, you'll know, if you know that student and those teachers know that student, and you're watching for behavior changes or not that that's a foolproof method, but it's almost like, be careful trying to fix, and I'm doing quotes in the air, students who may not need fixing.
Yeah.
So everybody has a different tolerance level or the way that they can cope or internalize. So just because they may have had X, Y, and Z happen to them may not negate us running in and trying to fix that problem. So because it has become overwhelming when we think about the number of students and the number of problems. And we've talked about how do we do that. And I think he just made me feel that I wasn't as bad at it as I thought. And you know, that was an aha moment. So that was one of the ones I thought of.
Well, you're right. And that was a big aha moment because we felt like before, like you said, we were panicking like, oh my goodness, we only know of this percentage of students and we know there are more and we have to teach them their coping skills, but they are coping. And so we don't have to throw them our set of coping skills if they're doing okay. It's almost like, I mean, we've said Pandora's box. If they're okay, then we don't need to open it up and you know, poke around at that stab. So, yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. I did give this one his own line. And I bet you know who I'm about to say.
I do. You know this is going to be one of mine, but you go ahead and take it. Now I don't have five. I don't know why I didn't put more than five. Go ahead.
Brian Perlman was a huge interview for us. We have both read his books. We started with Whatever It Takes. And if you have been listening to us and you haven't read that book, then oh my goodness, go get it right now. Pause this and go get that book. Because that, I mean, it was, I couldn't put it down. And so it was mid-pandemic. Nobody had anything to do. And so we just thought, you know what? We'll contact him and see if he'd be interested in coming on. And by George, he did. He came on.
He did. And he was wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially in light of having read the book and how he went from principal to now all the work that he does with students who have had past trauma. And, you know, he really, that Maslow before Bloom is his calling card. And to I think we understand as school counselors, but for him as a principal to stop and understand that we have to take care of those social emotional needs before we can expect a student to thrive academically. So yeah, he has some great books and to have him on was such a thrill.
Well, and an aha moment for me when talking to him was, and I don't know why this is such an aha moment. You're probably like, Laura, you're an idiot, which I know you are.
I say that. Yeah.
But when he said we have to assume that every person is coming back to school with a trauma score because everybody has experienced isolation. Everybody has experienced the fear of germs, you know, the fear of the spread. And even today I was with, I was at a birthday party. And a little girl was about to fall and I reached up to brace her and I drew my hand back because I thought, oh, I don't know if I need to touch her. And I thought, oh my goodness, like I've been affected, you know?
Yeah, I think we all have. And I've heard some folks talk about some really weird dreams that they've had, you know, like, so you know that even if you don't realize it, those folks didn't realize it until they, you know, they're like, I'm having these really strange dreams and it's just been a lot and it's been so much, not on top of pandemic, so much, you know, just so much trauma in our nation. And so having him on was huge and it was so great.
And his wife is wonderful too. Having her.
We have had her on before a couple of times.
No, just once.
Just once. Okay. Okay. Maybe it was in talking to him, we talked about her. That was it. So, before you say this one, and you know who I'm going to say here, and this was your interview because my son was sick, was Ruby Payne. And I listed that as my number, I think I'm at three now.
Yes.
And that was, I was just so sad I didn't get to be a part of that interview, but I'm going to share my aha moment with, about Ruby Payne. And it was, and you may have to help me retell this story, but in listening to that, when she talked about how when, teachers, when students were, these students who are in poverty, like, I don't, was it the fair came around or something? And there was something that the teachers were like, what are they doing? They don't have money. It's, you know, why are they going and spending on this when they need this other? And she just explained that is their vacation. I mean, that is, she just kind of helped us understand for me why a, when, because that is a main complaint that I hear with my teachers is, you know, I paid for their field trip and they've come in from going to the fair, or I've paid for them new clothes, or what the school's bought them clothes or whatever, and they're coming back wearing the same things they had on that were filthy and too big or too little. And so she kind of just helped us understand where that thinking is. And remember, she described it as us.
Yeah.
Going into these billionaire homes or whatever, and they wouldn't understand the way we live either, just right. The way we don't understand. So that was very telling.
If they gifted us a painting that was worth like $1 million, what would we do with it? Would we hang it up in our home? And I was like, no, I'd sell it. And she's like, right, it's the same thing. Their value system is different.
Yeah, and so we don't understand necessarily some of the choices they make. It just, but we, you know, so under helping us understand the mindset of some of our parents that live in poverty, and so many of them, it's generational. They've always lived in it, right. And so I think that is crucial for educators to understand that poverty element, where those children are coming from and why they think, and then why the parents think and do and act the way that they do.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Round number three. Okay.
Well, that's my third. I think you've already done all yours. It's all me now.
No. My number three is when we had Amberly Snyder on, and she was the one that the movie Walk, Ride, Rodeo on Netflix was based on. And if you haven't seen that movie, I would suggest it. It's a good one. And when I started, and my little girl, Ellie Blair, loves that movie. And so she always asked to watch it. Well, I loved it too. And I started looking up Amberly Snyder to see what is she doing now, and just wanting to know a little bit more about her. And I discovered that she has her school counseling degree. So I called Kim and I was like, oh my goodness, you have to watch this movie and let's see if we can get her on our podcast. And she came on and she came on Ellie Blair's birthday, and she told Ellie Blair happy birthday. And that was such a highlight here at my house.
And she was so inspirational, and to know she was one of us, you know, had gotten her school counseling degree and was headed in that direction. So it's just this young, brave woman, and to hear her story of perseverance, and it was just very inspiring. So that's a great choice. Good, 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 good.
Thank you. Yours?
You know, I am going to talk about something that I have on my list, because it made me, I think it has already proven to help me in decisions that I've had to make about students. And that was the shows that we had on about human trafficking.
Oh gosh. Yes.
And, that I had dealt with situations, and you know, this, that, you know, me as counselor had dealt with the largest human trafficking situation going on in our county. But I'm at a younger age school now, middle school and under, and there have been a couple of situations mm-hmm. that I have learned, if I don't feel like I'm getting where with our human resources, or not, it's not human resources, our Department of Human Resources, DHR, I don't, what is what is it that it's called?
Child Protective Services and other
Child Protective Services. You can, you know, contact your agency for exploited and missing children. So I guess it just, and re-looking at those signs again, I've had two incidences that that I have dealt with since that show. And it really helped me. And knowing that I've got that in my pocket, because I did have some missing students, and, you know, there was a couple of times that I literally pulled that out and told the Department of Human Resources, ours, you know, I told to the supervisor, if I don't know that you're doing anything, I'm calling this Department of Exploited and Missing Children. And they've been very good to help. So I've not done it, but I've got that in my pocket. I know that. And I know now that it can be different than just straightforward. There are a lot of signs and a lot of things. So I'm going to say three instances, because one that just came up yesterday. So anyway, that's an important one.
Very good choice. Very good choice, because I have had kids in my office too, and it's changed the way that I dealt with what they brought to me. And I hate to say that, because, I mean, now that you see, I guess when your eyes are opened, you can't help but see it, where before I may not have realized some of the things that they're telling me, because I had talked to Joe Limbo in that human trafficking interview. I heard the signs as these kids were telling me, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And like you said, I knew that if we weren't getting anywhere with our child protective services, I think that was an aha moment. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has the word exploited, not just missing. I had always just thought, oh, that's if kids go missing. But exploited is a whole other part of what they do.
And that's why it's important. That's an important one to listen to if you to have that knowledge, to have that. And that's what we hope all podcasts do is they're informative. They help you grow. But, you know, we like to do it with humor, too. That was a hard one to add humor to.
Yeah. But I think we added much humor to that one. But
I sure that we add much humor to any.
Well, you entertain.
We just think. Well, and you entertain me, so good enough.
But she shared a lot of stories, and that, I guess, made you realize, oh my goodness, I've had similar situations, or I hope I never have a similar situation. Very good choice.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is it my turn for four? No, it's your turn. Oh, sorry.
Mine is, I believe it was on the Autumn Toolkit episode. The laughs that we shared on that episode. Oh my goodness. You said the phrase piggyback, and we laughed so hard. And we almost cannot come back from how funny that was. And it just, I don't know, just, and I left it in there. I didn't edit it because it made me laugh so hard that.
We love to laugh. It is our greatest, it is our worst and greatest coping skill is to laugh. And we've talked about how many meetings have we been in.
Oh gosh.
And together, because we're in the same district, and we will just, you know, where you've lost it and tears are squeaking down your face. I mean, there is just, our humor is so weird. So we see humor in everything. So we're probably where we shouldn't.
Nothing is safe, because everything makes us laugh.
Including each other, that we can mock one another.
Including each other, including, like my dad died. And humor is my coping skill. And I put that on Instagram. But I don't know. I'm either a very sick person or I'm a very healthy person, because I can laugh through the very difficult moments. And that was a tough one.
You've had some difficult moments, my friend. So you keep going. That's awesome. That's a good one. That's a good one. Any that makes us laugh.
Yeah.
Is it my turn? I'm pointing to me. Okay. I don't want to cut you off.
No.
On that one. So I have Matt Berry.
Yes.
Down. He was with the Missouri school. If I remember correctly, it was Missouri, correct? The Counseling Association. Every state to me. Anytime a guest comes on, I will go, oh, that is the show me state, or don't tread on me state. I just know a little bit enough about the slogans of the states. How many times have I started talking about weather and you have to cut me off? This is not a weather podcast, but I want to know, how is your weather up there? But anyway, his online counseling tools, what an amazing counselor.
How was he prepared for virtual learning before it was cool?
So I want to say cool. You always laugh at me when I say somebody's cool because I don't know what am I fond of. But Matt Berry was so cool. He was TikToking nobody knew what TikToking was. So the way he gets information, he inspired me because you're right. His was more about, I don't care if it's a pandemic, it's or not a pandemic. This is best practice on getting information out to our young people and connecting with our young people. So I think I really enjoyed learning about, you know, stepping out of your box, doing something maybe that you've never tried before. And like I said, I think that was the cool part was he's been doing it for a long time. You know,
and bless him, he was so patient with us when we were like, because I mean, that was like what, day three into virtual learning, and we're trying to figure out how to be a virtual counselor. And he was so patient with us when we were like, now, what is a Google Doc? Can you tell us? when you say Google Meet, what do you mean exactly?
He was. We really loved Matt Berry being on the show and all that. All that he does, he's just an inspiring counselor, as are all the folks that we have talked to. So it is hard to narrow it down, but that one did cross my mind that, you know, he was doing things that I thought, how cool, what a cool way to connect. So check that episode out if you haven't. He's really connects well with students.
Okay, my next one is the day that we were notified that we were the number one school counseling podcast in the nation. That was a big day and fun and exciting.
And was that your mom that called and told you? It's like my kids who were coming back from homeschool and the parents, like, I am pretty sure they were top of their class.
Yeah.
Yes, and they were most popular and most talented.
Superlative. Yeah, my mom said, I've decided you're the top school. No, we were notified by somebody official. I don't know.
It was an official. It came with, did you say, is there some kind of monetary prize that goes with it? What an honor, Laura. What an honor that was.
I know.
So, you know, we just appreciate all of the people who are listening and are fellow educators and that are advocates for what we all do in education. And we just appreciate you. And, you know, I think we knew that we were reaching people when we live in Alabama. And when Laura's sister, who works with juvenile in a juvenile kind of situation with students, and I'm not exactly sure, I'm probably butchering this, but she was in a classroom or talking to a school counselor who learned something, and she said, I learned this on a podcast, and your sister just said, what podcast? And she said, Counselor Accents. And so, you know,
that was
really cool that your sister, because you kept telling your sister how impressive we were.
Right. I was like, please be proud of me.
And now she saw. So that was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool moment. So am I on my last one? I am.
Okay.
And so I'm going to use this as, we did a course. We've done a couple of course. Well, it's one course that we do. We've gone through it a couple of times. But in the first course, we had Reagan. We got to know her. Reagan had taken her course, and she stayed on after one of our meetings and told us how much, you know, and just mentioned something about her life. And we're like, we want to hear more about this. Can we do a podcast? And she had never told about her life, I don't think. Not to in that format. I think she is now because, you know, she said she was sharing this story. But she's a school counselor at a school and had gone through an horrific childhood, and really education was, and her school was her community and the family that helped her to overcome and to get through. It was just her, just an amazing story. And that, I think about that all the time when I think about these students that may grow up and can look back and say, you made a difference in my life, because she remembers this in her educational life, what a difference. And she's at that school now, at that same school. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
So that was a big, I mean, that was a, you know, there's been so many, so it's just really hard. But that, we did not know the story when we asked her to do the podcast, because we just knew her. She was amazing. Like, we could tell she was an amazing counselor. Yeah. But through our course, gosh, just, I mean, those folks became family to us, and we went through the pandemic with this, like with each other, and they were going through hurricanes. Some of our friends were going through hurricanes and fires in Oregon, and we could literally see the blaze behind as she was on, you know, as we were meeting together, just getting together on our Facebook. So, you know, that Reagan story and all that represents, and all those folks that have been in her course, that just was kind of a great thing.
Well, and I added that to mine too. I actually snuck in and did six. And I just don't think that we can end this first year without doing exactly what you just did. And that is talk about the friends that we've made. When we started this, the day that you said, I think we should do a podcast.
You're going to make me cry, because I'm already like ready to cry.
Put your music.
I know. I'm sitting here now looking like,
well, I know, because as I was writing this, I'm getting emotional, and I'm very tender. I don't know what I'm going through in life right now, but
my father just died not long ago. Okay. So yes, you are tender, and we're all tender for you. It's just, yes, go ahead. Sorry.
But when we sat down and you said, I think we need to record a podcast, and I plopped down in the chair and I said, okay, let's do it. And we started. We had no idea. We had no idea how needed this was going to be, and how much people were going to join in. And like, if I could go through the number of emails and messages that we've gotten from people saying, thank you so much for doing this podcast. You have no idea how much I need this. You have no idea how much I've learned from you guys, which is scary. I will say that it's scary. I'm hoping
I will. No.
And not from us. But beyond that, the friends that we've made that are lifelong friends now. I had written down the same thing, that these people are not just friends. They're not just colleagues, but they truly did become family. And when we see them, and we will see them, but there's going to be a difference. It's not going to be like we're meeting them for the first time, because we've connected, we've shared stories, and it's going to be like a family reunion. And we just
and my name's just go, my mind's going through names. Of course, none of them are named correctly, but in my mind they're there, and I'm just, you know, I can't wait. We're already, you know, so excited to meet some of our friends at ASCA and in Vegas. But other than, you know, some of these folks are not school counselors, so some of these folks are just gonna, it's gonna take a road trip out to their state. And all over the United States road trip, and sit down with them and share a meal or something with these folks and see them person to person. So, because they've changed our lives
very much. And this has just been such a fun journey. And season two coming up, I'm so excited about some of the things that we have in the works for season two, because it's going to be bigger than season one. And I am just really thrilled.
As am I. And I know some of the folks who will be on in season two. So that excites me. And I'm very humbled and excited. And just, you know, all of the folks in education and the job, the way they have risen And school counselors, you know, the way that they have risen to the top, and just it's a great group to be involved with. And I'm just profoundly grateful that I'm part of their number. So,
yes.
Thank you so much for listening and making season one so incredible. As season two approaches, we hope that you will share this with a friend, with a colleague. And we hope that you are as excited about season two as we are. We're going to have more interviews for you, more tips and tricks, and definitely more laughs. Thanks again for listening.